Philippians chapter 2:1-13. This week I came across a story titled Allow God to Play His Music in Your Life. The story is about the celebrated Freiburg Cathedral in Germany. In the 19th century, there was at that cathedral an old organist, who upon retiring from playing was made the custodian of what was regarded as one of the greatest pipe organs in the world. That organ is still in use today. Now, it is said one day a visitor came to the cathedral and asked to play the organ, but the custodian refused. "No one but myself and the present organist has ever touched those keys," he said. But the visitor pleaded until he was permitted to play just a few notes. He touched the first note, and then another. Running his fingers over the keys, he filled the whole cathedral with beautiful music so much that the custodian was entranced. The visitor was Felix Mendelssohn, 1809-1847, a renowned German composer, popularly known for his melody for the Christmas carol, Hark! The herald angels sing. Now, that custodian almost missed being graced by such a talent right in his cathedral, because of pride, the I-know-it-all attitude, and overprotection of his power and influence. The story ends by asking, how many souls have been the losers for not letting the master touch their hearts with heavenly music? My message is, let us allow God to play his music in our lives. To achieve this, we need to empty ourselves. The realization, that we are not experts, that there is a lot to learn even from those who seem like have no value to add to our lives.